Thursday edition of the Chris Ramey Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Happy to be with you. It's January 28th, and we're talking some hoops as Sam Snelling from Rock'em Nation going to join me in just a moment. Not just Mizzou talk. We're going to talk some big picture college basketball amidst the pandemic as we're getting closer to what I think we all hope is going to be as normal a March Madness as any of us could expect. But looking forward to chatting with Sam in a bit, as all three area schools, of course, are rocking and rolling. Carter Chapley does a great job covering SLU. Right here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, we're going to talk with Carter in the next couple of days. A lot of college hoops talk over the next few weeks as we gear up and really get locked in on the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament, and who knows what the rest of this season will hold in store for us in the midst of this wacky, wacky sports year. So Sam coming up in just a moment. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, Scoops with Danny Mac, and hit me on Twitter at CHRABE. All right, let's welcome Sam Snelling in from Rock'em Nation. RockemNation.com is where you go. Follow them on Twitter and follow Sam on Twitter at Sam T. Snelling. What's going on, man? We are trudging through the college basketball season. I guess we shouldn't say that. We are very carefully and very delicately making our way through the season, trying to ensure that we have as much basketball as possible. I'm sure that there will be every pun and joke and stupid name for March Madness in this current climate by the time we get to maybe even like February in a couple of days. How are you, man?
If we could just get to a point where we're not canceling heaps of games every week, like I'll be thrilled. But it does seem like it kind of goes in waves. So if we could just, I'm still kind of blaming Mississippi State for all of Mizzou's issues. So we just maybe eliminate Mississippi State from the SEC. We can get to the NCAA tournament, and we could actually still call it March Madness.
You know, from like a big picture perspective, and just knowing, and obviously football and basketball, it's apples and oranges. But Sam, just thinking about like logistically what it takes for a college football team or even a college basketball team, just a college athletics team, to move from an infrastructure standpoint around the country to play games, to do that while they're on a college campus the rest of the time, to do it, you know, traveling sometimes commercially, staying at hotels. I know it's frustrating to have games canceled, but are you surprised? What's your take on just the volume that we've had of college athletics to this point, going back to maybe what our expectations were in, say, July or August?
Well, honestly, considering where the country overall has been as far, you know, in COVID, it's obviously exploded here in the last couple months. And considering that I was always a big proponent of the NCAA pushing back the start of the season, mid to late January if necessary, just to kind of make sure that they had everything worked out logistically. I think it's gone about as well as you could hope. Obviously, we're in St. Louis, so, you know, SLU has had a terrible bout with it. You know, Missouri went on pause, but it was only for about a week. It certainly throws a wrench into the normal flow of a season and makes things a lot more difficult. Like, I don't know how you can blame SLU for losing a home game to Dayton after being off for, you know, 5 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever it was. Like, it's incredibly difficult to just stop playing and then start back up playing and sort of have that same rhythm. But they're playing games, and we have at least something to watch, right?
Sam Snelling is with us, Rock'em Nation. That's where you go for all your Mizzou coverage. Let's talk kind of big picture first, Sam, and big picture for Mizzou athletics. How would you, to this point, and I know it's hard because I guess if you were actually giving a grade or an evaluation, it would certainly be incomplete. But if I asked you to give an evaluation from your vantage point of just Mizzou athletics and how things have gone, how things have run from your vantage point for Mizzou athletics since the start of the fall semester, and I'm using somewhat air quotes, how would you evaluate it?
Probably like a B. It hasn't been perfect. If you look at like the way the football season went, you know, playing in an all SEC schedule is you know, really difficult. You know, they did a decent job getting through the pandemic side of it to actually get all the games played. Still kind of wish that they maybe didn't play that last game at Mississippi State. I think people probably have a lot more optimistic viewpoints. But, you know, all things considered, first year head coach, you come in and you still finish at 500 and an all SEC slate is a good thing. And then you look at Mizzou basketball and, you know, finally having a healthy basketball team as something that has sort of vexed Konzo Martin so far. And I think him kind of being in a position right now to where this is kind of where we probably expected the team to be at this point, which is, you know, kind of in that top 25 range, certainly contending to be in the NCAA tournament. I think this is something that we certainly expected had they had a little bit more, I guess, luck in the health department. You know, and so it's one of those things, like, I've always been one of the people, I guess, considered a Konzo Martin defender or an apologist, if you want to call it that, mainly because, you know, it's been really difficult to gauge what kind of job he's doing when he's constantly having to field a team without its best players. And so now you see that they're healthy. They're playing well, 10-3. They certainly look like a team's going to finish well in the top half of the league. So I think, yeah, I think B is about where you want to be. Certainly the recruiting for football has been improved over what we've seen in the past. And if Drinkwitz can continue the way that he's recruited and kind of stack those classes that are going to be, you know, more in the middle of the SEC as opposed to the back of the SEC, then I think you can kind of see Missouri as an overall program take a step up. So, you know, hopefully we're at a B this year, and then in the future things continue, we can get into that A range.
Yeah, this is nothing against Barry Odom or, you know, Kim Anderson as people or as, you know, leaders or coaches in their respective sports, but like, you think about the personalities now and just the engagement from both Eli Drinkwitz and Konzo Martin, both, you know, when they're speaking to the media, and it's harder than ever maybe to be engaging and get a message out to your fans these last 9 months or so, or dealing with recruits from what we know. Like, it's pretty much night and day from the last administration in each sport to the guys that are leading the charge now.
Yeah, I think that the most important thing that you can do in college athletics is have the right coach in place. The second most important thing that you can do is give that coach the resources that they need to succeed.
And I'll say right now that I think Illinois and SLU certainly locally both for now have the right guy in place as well. So 3-for-3 in the in the college hoops department, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the main thing is so now that you've got a guy that you believe that you can succeed with, now you've got to give him, you know, the resources he needs to kind of get the job done. You need to make sure that his assistants are well paid. You need to make sure that the support staff is well paid, so you can keep all those people in place. And I think, like, Illinois has never really had a problem committing financially to their basketball program. Missouri, in large part, has not always had that kind of buy-in. So, you know, SLU, I think, is at a little bit of an advantage because, I mean, obviously they're not in the same kind of conference that Missouri and Illinois are in as far as, you know, the financial rewards that you get from being in those conferences. But they've obviously got, you know, boosters who are willing to invest in the program. And if you've got those things, then you're going to see recruiting improve. You're going to see, you know, records improve. You're going to see, you know, those finishes, you know, like SLU in Illinois and Missouri were all finishing in, you know, the bottom of the conference just a few years ago. And now those fortunes have changed. Now you're seeing, you know, top 25 level play because you got the right guy in place. You gave him the resources that they needed. And then you gave him some time. And all three of those guys, like, I mean, Illinois fans were not happy with Brad Underwood after, you know, the first couple of years, but now they all love him. You know, and it's just one of those things, like, if you give a good coach time, he's going to get it right.
Sam Snellen is with us from Rock'em Nation. So it might be cliche to talk about senior leadership and experience amidst the challenges of this season and the challenges in, for instance, college athletics right now. But to some extent, it's kind of the team that Konzo Martin has built. And I think that, you know, at least looking around college basketball and at least talking to people, it seems like there is a common thread this season, perhaps, Sam, amongst, you know, teams that have that kind of experience. And I won't necessarily say leadership, but, you know, good players who have been around for a bit. And certainly it doesn't hurt when you're dealing with some adversity and some unprecedented adversity, I guess.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it might be cliche, but I don't think you can really overstate, you know, its importance. And if you look at the teams who are, you know, kind of surprising everybody this year, or not even surprising, but even just at the top of the, you know, the charts, you're looking at, you know, Baylor brought everybody back, Gonzaga brought most everybody back, Michigan, you know, Iowa, Villanova. I mean, these are all teams with fantastic continuity. You know, and the teams that we're used to kind of seeing at the top, you know, teams like Duke and Kentucky, teams that have largely always kind of, you know, been able to win with elite talent because they're recruiting at such a high level every year. Well, this year they didn't get their off season to get their chemistry right. You know, John Calipari wasn't blessed with a 12 or 13 game non-conference slate to kind of get his players right. Kentucky looks like they're kind of putting things together right now. Well, yeah, they're about the number of games into the season where they usually kind of figure things out with a young roster. And so I think when you look at the teams that are succeeding, you're looking at teams that were bringing back a lot of guys that were used to playing with each other, guys that didn't need a whole preseason to kind of get their chemistry right because the chemistry was already there. You know, and it's really kind of showing, I think, like, what makes college basketball really kind of fun is, you know, teams that are able to kind of take that next step through continuity and something that I think has largely kind of plagued Missouri, you know, even before Kim Anderson, like Frank Haith and Mike Anderson, the last few years that he was there. They really struggled to kind of keep continuity on the roster. And now you're at a point where, you know, Konzo Martin has had basically the same group of guys for 3 years now. Again, we talked about them kind of being healthy for a change and that certainly helps, but having the same group of guys, having guys that you trust and, you know, being healthy can get you a lot of places.
Outside of experience, outside of staying healthy, what's the biggest, I don't want to say strength of the team, but if you are positioning a team to enter the NCAA tournament, this Mizzou team in that format, Sam, and maybe even where we've seen some teams recently stumble, what's the biggest asset, the biggest thing that this Mizzou team has going for them?
Well, they know who they are, I think. And knowing what you can do and what you can't do well benefits you in a lot of ways. And I know that a lot of, you know, Mizzou fans will watch them and get frustrated that a bad, you know, 3-point shooting team is still taking 18 to 23 pointers a night. You know, but in today's college basketball, like you can't not take 3-pointers. So you have to be able to take them to keep the other team honest. You just hope that you're going to make enough to not kill yourself. And I think, in large part, like, you're going to see Missouri kind of hover around that 30% range. And honestly, that's enough for them to succeed at what they really want to do, which is work the pick and roll game, you know, with Xavier Pinson and Drew Smith and obviously Jeremiah Tillman, you know, and get shots around the rim and get to the free throw line. So Missouri kind of knowing who they are, and not trying to deviate too much from what they're good at, I think is another thing that's kind of helped them take another step forward this year. You know, Konzo Martin really kind of figured something out late last year where they switched up the offense and they were trying something, a different approach instead of playing through Tillman. He's like, we're going to give the ball to our guards. And I think they have, you know, multiple guys right now who play well in that pick and roll. You know, they're able to kind of get downhill. They're able to challenge the defense. And when you get the ball around the rim, you're either going to get fouled or you're going to get a shot up. And if you've got Drew Smith and Xavier Pinson going to the free throw line, those are guys that are shooting, you know, 80 to 90% from the free throw line. You know, that's a good efficient way to score baskets. And then also, like, I mean, any Konzo Martin team is going to be, you know, pretty elite defensively. Missouri is a top 30 defense, you know, this year. So I think all those things kind of combine, and you see a team that sort of has figured out who they are, what they're good at, and how they're going to be able to compete in the SEC.
Yeah, and just, you know, I even feel like, and this might sound Homer-ish, but, you know, the Auburn game, Auburn's obviously, what, like a bubble NCAA tournament team? They're not a bad team. They're a good team. That was a foul fest. The Tennessee game earlier this year where they got thumped, I think was the one that you just kind of throw out. Like, as homerish as that may sound, and granted, I fly, like all Mizzou fans, close to the sun, like, I have a hard time finding prolonged periods of, like, frustration. And that's, like, the biggest or best way that I would describe recent Mizzou hoops. Like, is there a common thread when things aren't going well? That there certainly don't seem to be those long stretches, Sam, but is there something that consistently is inconsistent when this team does struggle?
Well, I would say, you know, my main concern with them is often ball handling, you know, ball security. They do still have kind of a penchant for turning the ball over. It feels like it's been cleaned up like the last, you know, four games or so, but I mean, that was something that kind of bit them against Tennessee. It wasn't great against Arkansas, and you know, they really struggled in the second half against Mississippi State, you know, but in the four games since, and including Auburn, you know, and you're right, by the way, like, there's, even though you want to win that game, like, Auburn with Sharif Cooper in the game, like, that's not a bubble team. That's an NCAA tournament team. Now, they've already self-imposed a postseason ban this year, so they won't be, but they're good enough with Sharif Cooper to be in the NCAA tournament. So losing that road game, you know, by 6 points in a game where you didn't really play well is really not that bad.
It's like Illinois losing at Minnesota earlier this year.
Yeah, you know, it's just like there are certain road games, like, it's difficult to win on the road. Missouri's won a lot of games on the road this year. You know, I think one, two, three, four true road games they've already won, and that's a pretty good year for a Missouri basketball team to have four true road wins, you know, by the end of January. But yeah, so if they take care of the ball, I think their you know, turnover rate, you know, is still kind of high. But if they can keep it, you know, in that kind of like 15 to 16% range, as opposed to where I think they kind of get themselves into trouble when it gets over 20, then I think they're a team that they're able to find enough offense, you know, through that pick and roll, through getting to the foul line, and then making an occasional three-pointer, that they're a team that can have an impact in March. They're a team that can, you know, win a few games, you know, but if they start turning the ball over, like, you know, which I think was one of the things they did against Mississippi State in that second half, and that's how the score can get away from you in a hurry.
You wrote a piece, it's up at Rock M Nation, about how this season and how Mizzou's success could benefit them moving forward. Without getting too deep into the weeds, and I will not pretend to be a recruiting expert, what kind of impact can a season, Sam, like this, can success over the course of one season have almost immediately for a program? And how would you evaluate or describe to this point kind of where Konzo Martin and Mizzou are at from a recruiting standpoint and from a future standpoint right now?
Well, so once the, I think the shine of the Porters sort of wore off, it was difficult for you know, Missouri to really make an impact in recruiting, you know, because you really recruit for your roster, you know, 2 years away. And that's when you make your impression. So right now, Missouri's, you know, 2020 and 2021 season is not going to really help their 2021 or the finishing of the 2021 class. It's going to help their 2022 class, you know, which those guys aren't going to be on campus until 22-23. So you're looking at what kind of players Missouri is going to be able to land. And I really thought, like, I really like Konzo Martin's 2021 class so far. I still think they need to add a couple guys this spring who can kind of be instant impact. You know, likelihood of losing a lot of players is pretty high. But if you look at that 2022 class, that's a class where there's a lot of local players who are pretty highly rated. And right now, like, they're all saying good things about Missouri. And why are they saying good things about Missouri is most of these kids. So if you're a graduate from high school in the year 2022, I mean, you're what, 16 years old right now. You know, so we're born in 2003 or something. I mean, like it's one of the things we have to kind of keep in mind. Like, none of these kids remember, you know, John Sundvold and Steve Stepanovich. None of these kids remember Melvin Booker, Javon Crudup. Like all of our good memories of Missouri basketball, these kids don't know about. They remember Kim Anderson as a coach, not as a player. And when you're talking about, hey, come to our school, you know, 2 years ago, they're looking at Missouri as being completely irrelevant for like the previous, you know, 3-4 years. They don't know Missouri as a relevant basketball program. So now you have this season, you have a coach who said, hey, we're going to be good with you. We can take this thing to another level. You know, and then the last couple of years, Missouri hasn't been good. So the interest from those players wanes. And so what this does, you actually have tangible success. Missouri basketball is a part of the national conversation. I mean, they're not leading the national conversation, but they're a part of it. Yeah, if you watch ESPN or if you watch you know, CBS Sports Network, if you watch any of these shows, like, Missouri is entering the conversation, and that's something that is going to help those kids understand that they can kind of come in and keep Missouri in the national conversation and possibly elevate it. So even if Missouri takes a step back next year, which they're probably likely to do considering, you know, who might be leaving the roster, if they're able to sustain enough but have a good 2022 class, then I think what you're looking at is a very quick rebound. And that very quick rebound can be like a building block for Missouri to kind of vault them back into you know, consistent top four, top six finishes in the SEC.
Well, it's fun, man, to have, you know, the area schools and knock on wood, hopefully SLU is able to keep it rolling now because they've been dealing with a ton. It must just be so frustrating for everyone involved. But, you know, to have the area programs all playing well and all seemingly on great trajectories, it's exciting because I don't know the last time it's been like that.
So as a guy who covers Missouri, I grew up going to SLU games. I'm a St. Louisan. And even though there are a couple really, really good experienced seniors on this SLU roster, I really like the guys that Travis Ford has, you know, in the freshman and sophomore class and guys that he's recruiting. I think this is a program, like, he's built something that's going to sustain and be a top four A-10 school year in and year out. If somebody like, you know, like Yuri Collins is obviously, you know, been fantastic so far. If Hargrove kind of develops a little bit, if they get more from Jimerson, I think, you know, plus the international bigs, I'm forgetting their names right now. But these are all guys that I think you can really kind of continue to build a program around. And I just really like the the roster that Travis Ford has built.
Sam Snelling, check out Rock M Nation, rockmnation.com, and you can follow Sam on Twitter at Sam T. Snelling. Appreciate it, man. Here's to a fun time has lost all meaning to me, so a fun however long the rest of the regular season is. I don't know, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, like however much basketball there is. Let's hope that we get it all in. Let's hope that we have a tournament. It seems like just yesterday everyone was losing their minds at the thought of having a tournament with no fans in the building. If only we knew what was around the corner, right?
I'm glad it's all behind us at this point. Not completely behind us, but mostly behind us at this point. We seem to
kind of have protocols in place for like sports to somewhat work and keep everyone safe.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows what we have to do to operate until everybody's vaccinated. So let's just keep doing it, man. Because like, I'd much rather. I mean, how brutal was it from like March until August, I think, when the NBA came back? I mean, there was just like nothing to do. If you're a sports fan, I guess, you know, maybe golf or something. I don't know. Like, but yeah, there wasn't really much going on. And I like having basketball around. So let's keep it that way.
Sam, appreciate it, brother. Thanks for the chat. Let's do it again soon, man.
Yeah, no problem, Chris. Anytime.